This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network. Search 76ers Podcast wherever you get your pods.
Hey, this is Jeff Terrell, head coach for 76ers GC, and we're excited about the launch of our pod, the 76ers Gaming Club Podcast. For a limited time, check out new episodes every Tuesday on the 76ers Podcast Network feed. Or you can subscribe to our feed by searching 76ers GC wherever you get your pods.
What's going on, guys? It's Steez from 76ers GC. I'm here with ZDS, also known as Screddy, and Breadwinner LA. And you guys are listening to the 76ers Gaming Club Podcast. Appreciate you guys coming through. Today we have a couple things to talk about. One of the first things we're going to talk about is the 3-for-all showdown, which was the 3v3 park tournament from the 2K League. I think it was pretty successful. I think everybody had a good time. Screddy, you kind of want to touch base on the 3v3 and how you think it went and everything about it?
Yes, I felt like the 3-for-all tournament was great. Obviously, we put together the best team we thought had a chance to win. So that was me, Radiant, and Steez. And obviously, we made it far, made it to the finals. Wasn't pretty happy with the outcome, but at least we put on a show for the fans.
Brad, what did you think of the Xbox side? How'd it go? Brad had a rough time because we had, like ZD, or what Screddy said, we put together a good team on PS4, which meant that the Xbox side, there was no PG. So they had to run with Tucker, but you hooped. You did good.
Well, you had Screddy and Ethan, and I had Tucker Locks Up and used a pick.
Tucker,
I mean, at least we got out the first round.
Like, yeah, I mean, you know, and you were putting up like double doubles every game.
That didn't give me no money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a good tournament. And then to top it off, like, I'll give my side of it. Like, obviously, we played good. We made it to the finals. We ended up losing in the finals. For those of you that don't know, obviously, we would have loved to win it, and the title could have been, you know, we could have won the 3-for-all. We could have been 3-for-all champions on the PS4 side. Would have been awesome. Didn't end up happening, but the way I see it is all of us are here to play 2K, and we're here to, you know, make our career out of it, which obviously entitles, you know, making some money. And what we did by making it to the finals, for you guys that don't know, is, yeah, we didn't come home with the championship, the title, but us being 2K League players, we made the maximum amount of funds that we could make, and that's our goal. We try to, you know, put money on the table for our families and help everybody that we need to help and help ourselves and provide a better future for us, and that's something that we were able to accomplish. We made the max amount of money that we could make. So for Screddy, Radiant, and me, you know, we brought home money from that we get to help out with our family. So like, that's all I could ask for out of us. Obviously, like I said, we wanted to be able to be called the 3-for-all champions, but you know, didn't happen like that. But you know, it's a career at the end of the day, and that's what we're doing. I think that my biggest thing with it, like, especially Screddy, is like, I don't care to and I don't want this to sound mean or anything, but like when people look back on my career in the 2K League, I'm not going to be upset that they're like, oh, he wasn't a three-for-all champion. Like, I could care less about that. You know, obviously, I'd want to be just a 2K League champion, tip-off, turn, ticket, all that kind of stuff. I'll take that any day of the week. But if I don't win the three-for-all tournament, it's not that big of a deal to me. But like I said, it was a great tournament. I think we had a lot of influencers that had a good time. And WNBA, G League players who we ended up playing. And I think it was a success. And I think a lot of people had fun. So now moving on, we have some things coming up here in a little bit. Scrims have been a little heavy. Shreddy, how do you think scrims have been going? You've been enjoying them. What's been going on?
Yes, I feel like scrims have been going particularly well, trying to transition back into getting back into the rhythm of things. So we're picking up scrims, starting to get back to two scrims a day. So that's always good. And as long as Ethan is feeding me the ball, I'm pretty happy.
Brad, what do you think about the scrim so far? How they've been going?
They've been good. We always do good in scrims. So yeah. We usually have our little. Sometimes we'll have our little bad streak, and then, I mean, scrims are scrims at the end of the day.
It's like, it's fun getting better, and that's obviously the main goal. But like, it gets tedious. Like,
yeah, it definitely gets tedious. It's worse than last year, though. I feel like last year we wanted to scrim.
Yeah,
this year it's kind of like. It's tough to scrim every.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't help with like the virus going around and stuff, like us being inside all day, so that adds to it.
It don't help, but I mean that's the only thing that we really look forward to every day, though.
Yeah,
I mean, true. I don't even be tripping for real. No, we don't be doing nothing. So yeah. I mean, when we do guys scrim, it's like shit. You know what I'm saying?
It is fun though. Like obviously, like the thing that was nice about the three for all was like when we'd win a game, like when we'd win a big series or something like that, we'd get all excited. And it's like, I think the reason why it's getting so tedious right now, or like why it feels like it's such a slump, is because all we're doing is scrimming. Where it's like we would scrim all week last year, and then we'd be in New York, and then we'd have a game, and then you and I'd be going crazy on stage trash talking. It's like we don't get to do that right now.
Yeah, we only had like a certain amount of time into the.
Yeah, and so now it's literally just scrim, and we wake up the next day and it's just scrim, and then the next day just scrim. Yeah. So it's like, obviously,
the season feels so far.
Exactly, and like we know the league's doing everything they can to try and get this thing going, and but that I think it's just a lull right now that eventually, you know, we're gonna have to break out of, because soon enough, like regular season game one's gonna happen. But I mean, it is what it is. It's where we're at, and all we can really do is just like our part. As like a community and 2K community, and just like as like professional gamers, is just like provide content for everybody. But other than that, I mean, Shreddy, you're new on the podcast. You've also ducked a lot of people a lot with like not showing who you are, and not too many people know too much about your story. So that's one of the reasons why we have you on here today. Bred knows you pretty well too, so he could always chime in when he wants. First thing we want to know, we asked Tuck the same thing. What were you doing right before the 2K League season one? And what was it like telling your family or your friends, like once you made it, or what you were going for when you told them you were going for the league?
Before the league, I was actually working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
They had me in the kitchen, some cashier, drive through, a little bit of it all. So that was not the greatest job. So I was actually, one of my buddies, he worked at Best Buy with Jonah, and Jonah had told him about the league, and he came back to me like mid of January. That's when the process had already started. So he told me about it. I was like, you're not being for real. So I actually didn't believe him. And then I actually looked it up and I seen it was true. And I started deciding like, should I really go for this? And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. So like mid January, I started to do it. So I had to try to catch up, get my 50 games in. And once I got the 50 games in, it was combine time. And literally, I know I was a random 2K18, like random, like nobody knew me. Nobody.
He was a random on 18 too?
Yeah.
Yes. He was a super combine warrior.
I didn't play pro. Sad. I didn't play
combine. And there's nothing wrong with the combine warriors, but
definitely something wrong.
Well, what Shreddy's saying is when the 2K league came around, we, like Breadwinner and I, had been playing pro-am, like, competitive pro-am all year leading up to the league, whereas like someone like ZDS Shreddy, he just got into the combine, played his combine games, and fortunately, you know, he made the league, and he is where he is now.
I mean, bro, you basically just got this close.
Yeah,
but close.
Okay, but going back before the combine, give me a story from McDonald's.
Story from McDonald's.
I worked at McDonald's,
but
that was my first job.
It was the first time they put me in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I stole a chicken nugget.
You stole one chicken nugget.
I stole a chicken nugget. They caught me eating it. I had to turn my head, try to chew it. Then that's when it went downhill. I had to do dishes. I think it was, that was tough scenes, man. Tough scenes. The chicken nugget was fresh. I had just took them out the grease, so I had to get me one.
They ain't let you eat while you was.
Nah, they made me spit it out.
What? No, I'm saying they ain't make you. They ain't let you eat.
Nah, on the breaks we get a free meal. Every break we got a free meal.
Oh, but, so you weren't supposed to be eating while you was on the clock?
I was on the clock. That nugget got spit out. It was hot anyway. But
you was about to get fired over one nugget, my G.
One nugget was about to have me out of there.
So what did? So when you decided, like, okay, you looked it up. You looked up the league, and yeah, one nugget. When I know Mama Scret, someone who's always like, you know, supporting you, and she's always in the chats on Twitch and Twitter. What did she say when you told her about the 2K league?
She was like, when she first, she was like, boy, what? She was like, you need to get a real job. I'm not saying McDonald's is always going to be there, but, like, something better than McDonald's. And then I was like, I told her no. I said I was going for the league because I've always been good at 2K. Just never got the chance to play comp. So she was there with me the whole time. She's been there. She helped me, like, with the draft when I went to New York and got drafted. She's been supporting ever since, and I love her more than the world.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I always see her, and she always supports him a lot. I think we all see her all the time. It always says Mama Scred. Yeah, she's been crazy. She's been
supporting for day one, for sure.
Yeah.
Rem said he's just here to hear Bread cuss. Most likely, I really did.
Is that Big Rem? Yeah.
Jordy waved in the chat. Hey, Jordy.
Yeah. I mean, I know, Bread, you put out a little tweet today, and I'm pretty sure there should be some questions for you on there, right? So if you want to get to some of your questions that people want to know about you. I mean, I know we touched on, like Brett a lot, like, about his past and everything and his life, but I know everybody's always intrigued with you. They want to hear about you more.
Ask questions. Catherine, she said all she put was gumbo recipe.
So, but do you have a gumbo recipe?
No, I do not. Okay. My mom really was the only one that really cooked gumbo. My mom and my papa, they the only ones that really cooked gumbo around me. And my auntie, who I call my mother, she know how to cook it, but I don't cook. All
right, next question.
How important is culture on this team? Coach is important on every level of
anything.
Any sport.
Esports.
You know what I mean? Anything that you got to deal with other people around you every day, coach is like big. So I think our coach is.
I mean, obviously
we all like chill.
Yeah, obviously, like, no, we have like the best coach in the league, but the thing that's different.
No, culture.
Oh, culture. Oh, yeah, no. Well, yeah, we're always gonna have a good culture, 76 GC, just because we care about each other. Like, it's not no individual.
It go way past 2K for real. Yeah. Like, of course, we love playing 2K with each other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We've been playing 2K with each other for a little minute now, but as in, like, off the court, like. Like, we've been straight since
day one. We've mentioned it before, but it's just like everybody has to talk to everybody different. Like, the way I talk to Brad, like,
you definitely got to know how to talk to each other.
Yeah, like, Brad would either be, like, somebody, if I had to put in perspective, was, like a brother that we're at, like, the same age, like, because me and him are both, like, mature, we know what we're doing. Then there's this one, and, like, you got to know how to talk to, like, Screddy, too.
Steve's mess up, you know what I'm saying? We own each other. Yeah. Like, we can say whatever we want to. He's not going to take it personal.
No.
Screddy? You gotta be tedious with Scratch. Sometimes he won't take on stage. You definitely gotta be tedious with Scratty on stage. Yeah. Oh my god,
Scratty's definitely the little baby of the team.
So you gotta make sure you talk to Scratch like you gotta make sure.
But the thing is with Scratty is if he is like one of the little kids of the team. But if you didn't have Scratty, like the culture would be completely different here. And I've always said that, especially after. Like season one and season two, season one, Radiant and I got retained. And then when like Jeff came up to me and was like, you know,
what do we think? Who do we want to bring back? And I said, ZDS was his name at the time. He changed it to Scredi now. But I said, ZDS, like, we have to have him back. Like I said, if he doesn't come back, I'll literally be heartbroken because, like, he adds so much, like, culture and energy to this team that he has to be here.
Right.
And that was the same as season two. Season two was Radiance, me, and Bread. And
we had to bring Scredi back.
We had to bring Scredi back. Like we, and obviously we know that, like, on Twitter, if you guys were around in the Twitter community, I was talking to my mom about it, like, so much, and like everybody in my family, I was like stressing about not getting, like, Scredi back. And I was like, Charlotte's going to take him. Like, they've already said on Twitter that they're going to take him. Like, and I was telling Jeff, like, we got to do everything we can to try and get him back. Cause if we don't get him back, like, everything's going to be different about this year. Like, the whole culture is going
to
be messed
up. I think Scredi give a balance to our team.
Yeah.
Because we, like, all we kind of got an older team. So we kind of, like, mature. We got kids and things of that nature. And Scredi is, like, the younger one. He the younger one.
Yeah.
And he, like, he funny. You know what I'm saying? He just get, like, that little. It got to be balanced. Like, we can't be serious all the time. So Scredi ready to win that, like, give balance to the team. Yeah. Deanie was funny last year, though.
was definitely funny.
He was funny for so.
Everybody's got their own little like character to them.
All right, this is Jordan's question.
Mm-hmm, let me hear
Jordan from Mav. She said, "What's been the most rewarding part of being an esports professional?"
Go ahead.
And the second question was, "What's been the biggest lesson you've learned about yourself through this process?" I'm gonna answer the second question first.
I think we could all touch on, like, that first one. Like, what's your biggest thing?
So what's been the most rewarding? I think the most rewarding thing for the 2K League is, like, Of course, it's got a base salary,
yeah.
But I think it's, like, you get a chance to make so much more money. You know what I'm saying? I hate leaving my family, of course, but you get a big reward. Like, you get a regular job. You know what I'm saying? You're working in a regular space. It's no incentives, really. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you're going to make whatever they tell you you're going to make. For us, it's like, we already know if we don't come in here and we don't win, you're not going to get no more money. So, you know, I think that's the most rewarding for real.
I'll touch on the next. I would say the most rewarding would probably have to be the support and love you get from fans, family,
yeah,
the 2K community. Like, it's a lot of people out there that really support 76ers GC that, like, really give us more energy when we play and who we do it for. And I can't thank them enough.
I think the most rewarding thing, obviously all that stuff's, like, huge. Just being able to help out, like, your family as much as possible, like, that's always awesome. You know, I've always told my mom or my sister or, you know, anybody, you know, if they need something, they could always, like, count on me. Like, I don't want them to hesitate to ask. But, like, I think my favorite thing is, you know, I've always never wanted to just, like, have an average job, never just wanted to work, like, a 9-to-5. And, you know, being able to go home and see my family and, you know, my mom and my sisters and all them, they tell me, like, how proud they are of me because of, like, what I've accomplished and stuff like that. Like, that's always, like, one of the biggest rewards. And, like, just representing them, like, as best as possible. Cause I know that, like, every time I have an interview and my name's down there and it says, you know, Alex Bernstein, you know, Orange County, California, like, that's, you know, me representing the family. And I always think back on it cause I played football for so long that, like, my family always had, you know, the pipe dream of, like, all right, he might go to the NFL. He might go to the NFL. Never touched basketball once. And, now that, like, I work for the NBA, it's, like, it's so different and, like, wild to, like, really think about. But I think those things, like, really, like, change perspective on, like, what it's like being a professional. And, like, when you wake up sometimes and you think about what we're doing, you're just like, wow, like, this is crazy.
I think I'm probably – who else works in the offseason? Nobody else worked in the offseason?
Nobody really.
I think it was just me that worked in the offseason. So when I go back to my regular job, you know what I'm saying, every time I walk in there, I'm like, yeah, when the season starting? Especially that first week I get home.
Yeah, tell them what you do, like, so they know. Like, this ain't no walk in the park. Like,
nah. So, like, before the league, I was welding. So, even when I went back after
season two.
Yeah, so after I get back season two, I'll probably either – if I'm not welding, then I'll be, like, building doors.
Yeah.
So, like, both of them, like, not no easy jobs. You know what I'm saying?
It's manual labor. It's all manual labor.
All of it is manual labor, so – that first week I get back to work, I'm sick.
Yeah.
I'm sick, dog. Like, and that's just, like, how I am, though. I can't.
Like, and that's after winning, like, after having the season we had last year. Like, that's us bringing
that's
home,
like, getting,
like, a lot of money.
Saying?
But that's not,
top
okay.
Three, top
but
four
but like,
money made last year.
And you may not admit this, but realistically, you probably didn't absolutely have to, but like you like to stay. No. I know you're like responsible and you like to stay on top of it. Like we like, and this is, you know, not
I could have went the whole off season without working. I had enough money put up and I'm like real good with
but
money.
I wouldn't even expect you to do that because like I know how much those kids mean to you and like how much your family means to you.
It's just like I like stuff and I like to buy stuff and you know what I'm saying.
And rainy days
and I
happen,
had a whole bunch, and you got to make sure because you never really know. You up right now, but you could be down like real quick. Fast. So you got to make sure your money keep coming in. I went to work like two weeks right after I got home, like literally. And I was supposed to go. It was supposed to be longer than that. I wasn't supposed to go to work for a little while, but I went back like quick, and then you know I'm gonna do the same thing this season, but I might take like 2-3 weeks.
You also need your break too, and you need to be able to
spend the time. And then, like when I went, that's when like it's like on go. So we working buku hours. I'm in there 13, 14, 15. I think my first day back, I'm pretty sure I worked the 12. I was pissed. My first day back, I worked the 12. I was pissed, bro. I was ready to get out of there. Yeah. I was sore, and like what I like when I'm making the door thing, like I'm picking up like a single door, like without the hedges and stuff like that. So I'm picking it up and carrying it and putting it on a table. So imagine like picking up, say like 100-150 doors a day. Yeah, look at me, bro.
No.
I'm only but so big.
I talked to Tucker about this like a little bit ago, but I said after all the football and the weightlifting and all that kind of stuff, you know, I became my financial advisor and all that, but I told like everybody that I knew that like once football was done and I was done powerlifting for like hours on end a day, like I said, if I could stay away from manual labor for the rest of my life, like hardcore manual labor like that, whether it's welding or doing doors or doing concrete construction, anything like that, right. Like, I'm going to stay away from it because one, I got my degree, like two, you know, I have my connections with the NBA now, all that kind of stuff. Like, and I feel like I put myself in a position where like my body can't take that stuff.
Like he said, when he first started working at McDonald's, like McDonald's was my first job.
Yeah.
When I start, like I've never been a people person, so when I started working restaurant, as soon as I started McDonald's, I was like, this ain't it. Like, I gotta speak to people, I gotta do all this other stuff. Like, I'm not feeling.
You
good.
Actually are a people person though. It's when you like the person. Like for you and me, you and I could talk for hours about anything, and like
we gotta be talking about something. That's because we don't be talking about no bullshit.
Yeah, though. But
like you gotta like
if you
it were, gotta make
yeah,
sense.
If you were just a random person came up to Brett and tried to have a huge conversation, wouldn't happen. But if you knew Brett for a little bit and you wanted to go to him for anything, like he could talk.
And like
for
you
hours.
Said, like when you talking about something, that it's gotta be like it's gotta be something worth talking about.
Yeah,
like, my daughters, like anything like that. Like we gonna talk, but like other than that, like I ain't trying to do it. So every day I went to McDonald's, I was like, yeah, I ain't trying to do this. So that's when I got I know how to weld. I didn't do carpet, everything after McDonald's was all labor, and I know how to put epoxy down. Like, so these is all some shit you got to use your hands, and you know what I'm saying, you hurting.
So Screddy, if you weren't an esports professional right now, what would be your other like dream job or something you'd want to go for?
I always tell people this, that if once the league retires, I kind of like want to be the next Stephen A. Smith. Them the vibes I'm getting.
A Stephen A. Smith.
I feel like I can do that real well.
Like a reporter. That's what you want to be?
Yeah.
And what makes you think you would do that very well?
Because I'm funny. I stay up to date on sports. And, you know.
And you got the looks?
Look, I want to say, yeah, I do got the looks. Let's not get crazy.
All right, so let me. Okay, this was Jordan's second half of her question. Okay. It was, what's been the biggest lesson you've learned about yourself through this process? I think, like, the biggest lesson I learned about myself, like, being in the 2K League is probably, like, being, like, more patient and being, like, more selfless and things like that. Because, of course, I played basketball growing up, so I've been having teammates for, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have teammates throughout your life if you play any type of sports. But even when you did play sports, I know you played football. Did you play anything?
Basketball and football.
All right, so, like, you know what I'm saying? You already know when you going into that. But I ain't played basketball sport and having teammate-wise since I was in, like,
high school.
I was probably a sophomore when I stopped playing, or, like, a freshman.
But I think it's also shown that, like, how different, especially this league and no names, no nothing like that, but the people who haven't been in a sport.
Oh yeah, you could tell.
You could tell, instantly. For sure. I could tell.
And they don't even got to be on your team.
They don't. They don't got to be on your team. I could tell the people around the league that haven't been in a sport, and like I thank God every day that I played a sport, like because it teaches you so much, like discipline. You have that first class character. Just
like we just said, how to talk to people.
Yeah, like
you just got to know what type of you just got to know. Like that's just what it is. Yeah.
What's something you learned, Script?
I would say y'all ain't gonna like this one, but I'm more of an introvert than I thought. Like through this whole quarantine,
I got the extrovert, introvert.
Like I'm just, I got the same schedule every day.
Scratty, swear to God, he's an introvert because he got to sit in the house when everybody got
to
sit.
Everybody has to be here.
If it wasn't for the quarantine going on, Scratty would be outside.
He'd probably be back in Muncie right now if there was no quarantine.
Scratty, everywhere we go, Scratty with a crowd. He with people. He got all big brothers in the league. Like,
let's not get crazy now.
Like, Scratty is so far from
I got the same schedule since the quarantine
That doesn't mean introvert. That means you have a routine.
Like, yeah. I'm just watching shows in my room. I could do that every day.
No, here's what gets me with Scratty. Scratty will...
And he do TikToks every day. You ain't no introvert.
When Scratty's here in Philly, he'll tell me how bad he wants to go back to Indy and like be with the family and all that stuff, and then be with his friends and go do his thing. And then once he's back in Indy, I'll get a FaceTime that night, and I'll be like, "What's up, Scratty?" And I'll be like, "Man, I'm bored, Steez. Like, I want to come back to Philly." And I'm like, "Then why do you always want to go back to Indy?" Like, he does it every time. But I mean, that's
introvert.
You need to look it up in the dictionary because I think you'd read it and be like, "Never mind, I'm definitely not an introvert."
Nah, Steez, I'm not a people person. Like,
are definitely a people person. No, like, you're not a camera person. I'll tell you that. I know that for a fact.
Listen, I'm a people person. If I mess with you, like if you're just a random or a person I don't really mess with, I'm not gonna talk to you. I'm anti-social club.
No, you're not.
Okay, Scruddy is definitely an extrovert. Let's get on to the next one.
The lesson you learned was that you're an introvert. That's what you think. Introvert. Okay. I think the lesson I took from just everything so far and where we're at is that at the end of the day, man, you just got to risk it. Like, just risk it all. Whatever it is, like.
You definitely got
to
risk it.
You have
I've always lived my life like
you that. Risked it. I risked it. I mean, Bread's story kind of came down to, like, the very end because he got drafted by us and then almost wasn't even going to show up. Like, he wasn't even going to get on a flight. Me, it was like I didn't even – I had a safe job, and, like, if I really wanted it, I could have made that thing work. But I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'd rather just go for this league and like make my dreams come true.
Because you like that was your career.
Yeah, I could have
willed for the I could have willed for the rest of my life and I would have been fine.
Yeah.
Like I like being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be like super rich. I don't have to be like all this extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? So as long as I'm comfortable and my daughter's comfortable, I'm straight. So that's what I was thinking. Like he worked at McDonald's, so it's like if I work at McDonald's and they say I'm trying to go to league, well, I would have been on that flight.
Yeah, you definitely. You, there ain't no risking it with you.
If I'm working anything like that, I'm gone.
Scratty, you got it out the mud.
I got out the mud.
Oh, I'm gone.
McDonald's to the league. What type of? Who else could talk about that type of transition?
Me. Yeah,
that was dead.
I
was
random at that.
I just learned like you got to risk it. Obviously, there's gonna be options, and you may fail, and like that just happened. So many people in this draft didn't get taken. And it's like it's not how many times like you get put down.
Right,
like,
and imagine if we didn't take it, other people would be looking at it like
another.
If I didn't go to the league though, like if I didn't go to the league and just stuck with my job or whatever I'd be doing now, like and I look back on it and like if I was like, damn, like I should, I'm like, why the hell didn't I try for that? Like why, like I have the skill, like why didn't I just go for it? And now like obviously I'm blessed every day to like be here and like represent the Sixers and stuff. But.
Nah, I definitely would have been tired.
Yeah,
but like.
I would have been so mad at you. I talked to you on the phone like the night before, and I was like, bro, like, get over here. We're going
to
win money.
The main reason why I was like, nah, I got to go is because I knew if I didn't come, then y'all would have to take somebody out of the undrafted.
Yeah.
And it would have been like, bro, we just wasted our 19 picks in the first round. And you didn't show up. Now we got to draft we got to grab somebody undrafted. And then imagine, like, who knows how the season would have went. So I would have felt like shit. So –
another lesson we learned is life is not the same without sports. No. It is boring. Sports Center is only playing throwbacks.
It's weird because like things like this have happened before, but not to this extent. Like there's been like some illnesses going around. Like remember Ebola and stuff like that. Like stuff like that's gone. And I kind of thought when this first happened, I was like, this is going to like blow over like really fast. And then it's like everything shut down, and now we're here having a podcast.
I definitely feel like a movie. Like a movie. I can only imagine that we was at home, but. This is the last question.
Yeah.
It said, what are you taking from last year's loss in the finals to help you finish it out this year? I think, like,
let me go first.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I would say we need to be, we need to learn how to be, like, more team oriented. Yeah, it cannot just be Ethan, because we've tried it and it hasn't worked. So we need to be like, we have to help Ethan get some help, get take some weight off his shoulders. And that's pretty much my take from it.
Yeah, and I've said it before on the podcast. I don't know if it was the one that Brad was on. Might have just been me and Jeff, but, you know, we talked about it. And for those of you that don't know 76ers GC, it's like Ethan is obviously radiant. He's the best point guard in the world. And if you asked him, like, he wants the ball in his hands because he'd rather him be the reason why we lost instead of one of us being the reason why. And so it's not like we haven't tried to help and we're just being like, no, Radiant, like, you need to score every point. It's like he wants to.
Yeah, because you remember, not to cut you off, you remember before tip-off.
Yeah, you guys.
When I first got here, I was like, I'm going to need the ball, my G. Like, like, you not giving a ball up, like – I'm going to need the ball. Like, I didn't come here to sit in the corner. Yeah. That's not what we doing. So then, you know what I'm saying? We had to get used to it. And I was like, all right, if he went tip off, then I'll sit corner. I ain't tripping.
But this year, obviously, it's still, like, a lot rating getting buckets and stuff. But, like, you've been able to get some buckets. Brad, you're, like, really good shooting, so I know they're all trusting you. Like, but I don't know. Scritty's right. Like, everybody needs to do their part. And it's shown that, like, to win the whole thing, like, you need everybody on the same page with that.
Everybody.
You, what about you, Brad? What did you
take? Like I said last time on the podcast, after we lost in the finals, we was the same, like, to each other. Like, we didn't point fingers out. We didn't blame each other. So, I mean, we all know we all could have did better last year. We could have, me and Denny could have played better defense. Ethan could have scored the ball better. He could have scored the ball better. He could have got more rebounds. Like, we all can sit here and, you know what I'm saying? We could have pointed a finger at each other for the rest of our time.
After that game one, what happened, I blacked out. I don't remember the rest of the night. I remember I did everything I could for my team, and I remember all you guys did. But I was so stunned because I saw everything right in front of us get snatched with us not – and like, this, no disrespect, like I said, to the T-Wolves, they did their thing, they won, good for them, I'm happy for them, especially my guy Feast, you know, good for him. But I feel like we got snatched from, and that's why I was just stunned the whole rest of the day.
But because I felt the same way when we went to the ticket.
Yeah.
In the ticket finals, when it hit 2 minutes.
No, the turn.
Yeah, the turn.
The turn, yeah.
When it hit the turn finals, I felt the same way. When it hit 1 minute, bro, I was just sitting there, and it was different. Because in the finals, all we seen was the T-Wolves crowd, but in the turn, you seen the whole crowd, because we was right here, the screens behind us, then everybody is right here, and I could just see, I was just looking at people's face, like familiar people in the league, bro. I'm just looking at their face, they just smiling, they just, everybody wanted us to lose, bro.
Nah, nobody wants to see
it. They all, and that's what it's always gonna be. The thing I'll never get is that it is really one of those mentalities where it's like, when you're at the top, like, everybody just wants to see you fall. And I don't know how, like, I mean, I don't know. I guess that's just from us winning and stuff.
Yeah,
but it's
because,
like,
we want to, bro, nobody want to see somebody win twice in a row. Like, nobody wanted to see the Warriors
completely get it. But it's like,
just hate us.
We've never had, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we've never had that, like, bad boy persona that, like, we're going to, you know, we do things differently over here. Like, we're the bad boys of the 2K League. Nah, like, we always run a clean program, and, like, we try to do everything we can, bro, to, like, help out the 2K League.
It had like, 2-3 players from a specific team, bro. And I looked at them, 1 minute left, we obviously lost.
Yeah.
We lost. And I'm pissed because we ain't lost. The last game we had, wait, did we play, how many regular season games we played?
Before the turn?
Yeah.
Four or five.
I think the only team that we had lost to was the Raptors, right? Because it was like 3-1, right?
Maybe.
We had only lost to one team. Maybe, and yeah. we swept the tip off, of course. So we had only lost one time. So we like, you know what I'm saying? We still like grinding, like we not like
but,
that. But
yeah.
We, in our mind, we was like.
And I remember I talked after that because I try to give you guys.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, but it had like 3 specific players from like another team last year, and I could just see them. They was smiling, they was cheesing, bro. I was so sick, bro. And I ain't talked to them since, bro.
Bro,
I mean, that stuff, it is what it is. But it's like, I remember we went into that little room in Vegas and we were all talking as a team. Man. And I tried to like remind you guys, because like obviously there's not too many like positive things you could say about losing in a championship with that. But like when we lost that tournament, I remember I told us like the main reason why we're here, the main reason why we wake up every day, the main reason why we play 2K is for our families and to bring home money and like to put bread on the table. And like we did that today, even though we lost in the turn. And trust me, I hated the turn more than anything. I hated losing that because that was when my family was at. Like that was my West Coast tournament. And so I hated it more than anybody. But like we achieved a goal that like there's teams that I'm not going to name, but don't even get a C money.
But it's not even that. After we lost, nobody, I don't think nobody came down. Did you go downstairs after we lost?
We went and
nobody
said.
Nobody came downstairs. I was cooped in my room. I was not coming out.
No. Okay, I get what you're talking about. I was so pissed.
I remember Bear came knocking my door. Bear came knocking my door, bro. He was asking me for something. Bro, I was pissed, bro. I didn't want to talk to nobody. And then I could just see everybody else after they lost. They was down there. They was gambling. Of course, we was in Vegas, so everybody was gambling. They was keying, whatever. But I didn't want to talk to nobody.
Yeah. It's a different feeling losing, especially in the 2K.
You could just tell the levels, bro. Like we don't take
even
it.
After
take
a win though in New York. If we could get a train back same night, we're
facts.
Going.
We ready to go. We ain't trying to do none of that.
We're lucky to be like over in the Philly area, New Jersey area, to where once we play games in New York, we could hop on a train that night and come back home. So when we play a game in New York, we'll win. Like we'll beat the hell out of a team by like 30, and we'll be like. Usually we're supposed to stay at the hotel that night and then come back the next morning.
Yeah.
But we get right back on the train and head back to Philly. We change our train ticket and we get out of there because like
the days we can't, we be pissed too.
Yeah.
Like,
cause we're not there to, you know, play our game and then mingle with people and talk and do all that. Like it's awesome seeing the people from the league and stuff, but like we're just get in, get out. Like it's a business trip. And once the business is handled, or if we ended up losing, like we wanted to get back home and get back in the lab. Some days, the very next day, we'd just be scrimming again. But that's just what it is. That's the mindset over here. Like there's our times where we have fun and like we do have fun. Like it's a fun team to be a part of. But you know, when we're there, like it's all business. And if we're not talking money and if we're not talking, you know, what's the next move for 76ers GC, then we could really care less. And that's just kind of how it's always been.
Facts.
But. When you get that feeling, when you won something, you don't want to lose
again. Oh, God, no.
Oh, no. When we won in the tip-off, of course, that was my first year. That was our first tournament.
We wanted to win everything.
Bro, when we put this team together, I was like, bro, we got to win everything. Like, we got to win every single tournament. Like, I don't want to lose not one game. So, when we won the tip-off, of course, it was going how we planned it. So, I'm like, everything. Like, when you – after a loss, the worst shit is getting on Twitter. That's the worst shit
ever.
Worst.
That's the worst.
All you see
I didn't go on Twitter the whole next day after the 2K League finals. After the finals, I wasn't on Twitter.
Bro, even after Vegas. Vegas, didn't touch Twitter. Next morning I got on, all I seen was shit about the Warriors. I was pissed. When we lost the finals, next day, probably like later on in the day, I think when we got on, when we was going home, all I seen was T-Bull shit. I was sick, and you getting all those DMs. Like, of course, you for somebody to reach out to you after you lose, like, of course, you know what I'm saying? They want to make sure you straight, you know what I'm saying? They giving they support and shit like that. But after the finals, I had like 30, 40 DMs, bro. I was so pissed, bro. Yeah. I just put a tweet out. I was like, you know what I'm saying? My shit was broke. I couldn't even see everybody.
Even after the ticket loss, we knew we should have been
every
in
loss,
finals.
Bro.
We should have been in finals too.
Any loss, but when you finals. Lose in the finals, that shit hurt worse than. It just hurt worse. Because you lose in the first round, and it just depends on what team you got. Like us, when we lose, it's like we ain't supposed to lose unless we beat ourselves.
Nah, we're not supposed to lose.
We're not. And the funny thing, what I've learned most about 2K League with when it has to do with us, whenever they see us, whether it's the first round of brackets or whatever it is, every team or every person or every reporter always says like, "Oh, 76ers are going to make a run." They always do.
Right.
And then they'll always be like Brad. When people come up to you or when like. I don't want to throw any names, but let's just say a reporter, if they were asked like who their prediction of who's making the finals, most of the time they usually go 76ers GC is going to be in there with blah 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 whoever else. But now if you ask them the real question, if they told you the truth, do you want to see 76ers GC win? 90% of the time they're probably saying no.
Nope.
Because they never want to see it.
Nah, but you remember the tip off? They had came out with the tip off joint where like Ronnie 2K and all that was doing it, and I think everybody had 76ers except one person. And I don't even remember who they had. To be honest, I don't even remember who was, I think it was the Blazers. It was the 76ers all over, and then it was the Blazers once. And of course we won it, but like even tournaments after that, the very next tournament, of course, everybody about to have 76ers now, because we just won the last tournament. Like, I mean, one plus one equals two. So, but like, I don't know. It's just tough.
It's a weird feeling being a part of 76ers GC. But like, the one thing that I know, and the one thing that I like always love about this team is whether we get third rounded, second rounded, first rounded, or if we lose in the finals, or if we win, like, I always know, like, no matter what, we leave it, like, all out there. Like, we, just like the finals, we lost the finals at game five. Okay. We left it all out there. We gave it everything we had. Like, I didn't have a damn ounce of energy left. Like, I was mentally gone after that. I was done. I was checked. My season.
It'd be different for me, though.
Oh, man.
I can't lie. After we lose, I'm not going to sleep, bro. After we lost in the finals. Y'all know the hotel we at.
Yeah.
Y'all know when you take a left and then you take another left, it's that street right there, and then it's like a whole bunch of benches and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? And they got the open thing. Bro, I just sat right there for like hours. I was pissed, bro. I don't take losses light, bro. I was so mad.
Scredi and I were just sitting there like,
bro, no. I took an hour nap before we had to get up and leave, bro. I was so mad. And you know, Cass is my roommate. Me and Cass used to be, even if we lose or win, we used to be talking, you know what I'm saying? But when I got in the room, I wasn't going for it, bro. At all. I was not going for it. I was just laying there, bro. I was so pissed off. I took a shower, laid down, and then I just got up. And I think we went to go grab something to eat, and I went to the store, and then I just sat there for hours.
So Sammy's in the chat right now.
Sammy?
Sammy's wondering when you're going to play PG script.
For Gradient?
Yeah, Gradient.
Gradient? We was just talking about that today because obviously the two build is soup. So we might let Ethan get that a try. You might see PG script back out there. Little do y'all know, I'm 1-0 at PG in the league versus the Pacers season one vibe.
He's going to be 1-0 until I leave.
Like I said, one day we're going to have to, bro, because like, it'll just be old time say we have to. Because if we can get Deanie, if we can get Cass back, like all in the same room and talk about everything that happened.
Imagine us old as shit. All of us got gray hairs and we talk about some.
We don't have to have gray hair. Jesus.
That's how you got to do it.
You need to bring back your season two hair.
I might grow my hair back.
You don't even have waves.
I might need to keep it cut after that finals. Shit. I don't even want to think about nothing. Nothing that pertaining to the finals. I ain't trying to think about it.
Yeah.
Season one.
I think I left like the next day because my daughter.
I always leave late. The NBA schedules our flights for people that don't know. And so once the season ended, these guys always get because you want to leave earlier.
My daughter's birthday was in
June. Yeah, that's on you then. But my flight, since I'm in Cali, is the latest. So you guys all bounce, and I'm there for like 4 or 5 days later, and I'm just sitting here by myself like Steven Glansberg. It sucks. But
Sammy said, glad to hear that. Loving how the squad is looking this year besides Tuck. He needs work.
Oh. Wow. Sammy said that. Sammy, what?
Sammy, you ain't a fan of the Tuck piece?
What's follow,
Sammy? Follow the guy said, how does Brad like Locke? I mean, I didn't play.
Brad can play Locke. Anything that's a defense position. I didn't play power forward.
So, I mean, like I said, we don't know when the season's starting. So, I've been playing power forward for the last few days, and I was playing lock. And then
we got to make sure that Brad, like, being our best defensive player, can play, like, any position at any time. So, like, if shit hits the fan, like, he's ready to go, whether that's at lock, power forward. Like, he's good.
We don't know what we're going to do. Yeah. Even from the start of the last – when we won a tip-off, I was on the slasher sharp. The first three games I was on the slasher sharp. The last game I was on the slasher sharp was – when we played the Kings, and I remember I had 0 points. I was pissed. I don't be tripping about the stats and the points, but it was like I was sitting in the corner on defense and offense. And I mean, we got back and we was like, because we tried that run before, but we was getting hoarse. We was like, oh, this shit not it. and then after that, we was like, nah, we gotta try it again because somebody had got on it, and it, you know what I'm saying? We didn't know it was gonna be what it was, mm-hmm. And then.
I think
I ain't never going back to slash and sharp.
Like, put away all the league stuff, archetypes. You know, the games coming up, all that. Like, I think we talked about it. This league is going to come this season, especially with what is going on right now and everybody being quarantined. This whole league, this season right now, is going to come down to what team could keep their sanity, could mentally stay right, and like have the best chemistry still. Obviously, we know the chemistry is the biggest thing, but I'm talking about when that middle of the season. We get to the middle of the season, right, Brad? And
teams are sick and tired of seeing each other because we've all been in the same house together. The teams that could stick together and
sick
still
and tired
mentally
of seeing each other, y'all getting y'all ass whooped. You just
the
like,
team, especially through this coronavirus and everything, the teams that can mentally look at each other and not be sick of each other and still just figure out a way to get the job done is going to be the one that's like sticking.
Yeah,
near
follow
the final
can't
four,
speak on
like
that,
around
buddy.
There.
Follow said, especially with how the lead build is, like with the paint, we don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
Yeah, follow.
Get the Cheese said, I'm just ready to see Bray hit 50 from the corner. We actually,
jeez, he's been a really good shooter.
We
this
actually
year.
Been shooting good this year.
Brad's been a really
last
good shooter.
Last year, we started out rocky. Everybody, whoever was in the corner, was not hitting nothing. When we sub casting, Cass supposed to be a shooter, bricking them. So I wasn't even tripping.
You're
I was
a
like,
good shooter,
as,
though, this year.
As long as, huh?
You're a good shooter, though, this year.
I feel like it's easy to shoot this year.
Yeah, because all you have to do is tap, you don't have to time it.
Yeah, everybody got like off.
When you have the time of meter, Brad, we're in trouble.
Not even that. I think last year it was like I paid attention to the meter like too much. This year the meter's off, so you gotta know the feel of your shot. So it's like
you're a way better shooter this year. Now I just hope that every 2K that follows after this lets you just turn off your meter and it's still you get that boost.
Yeah, that's way easier because you know your jump shot now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like nature. Yeah. So like last year.
Any other questions? If you guys have any other questions, we'll have a couple minutes to try and close it out. We don't really have too much other topics that we really want to talk about. Screddy, you know, you guys saw him, so he came on here, gave you guys his rundown a little bit. Brett's always a pleasure to have on the podcast. Brett actually opens up more. This is his time to get out. Brett, I think, like, and this is me just being honest, Brett, I love you to death, but this, the quarantine, everything's definitely hit you really hard because obviously you have your kids, your family back at home and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I know you are.
Me too.
Screddy has no kids. He doesn't need to go anywhere. He's just a little kid. We got to take care of him. But I mean, we all know that. Like, we all want to see our families and stuff like that. But it's just one of those times where we just got to
stick together.
Yeah, stick together. And it's a lot of sacrifice right now.
That's
and
all
like
you can do.
Like Brad said, like there's more reward. Like if you get the job done at
but
the end of the day.
Imagine that we was like shitty teammates and we didn't like each other. Yeah. I know y'all sick. Y'all got to sit in the house and look at each other. I know.
Like, we
it,
like
bro.
Each other and this sucks.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, it suck and we like each other. Like, I like every individual in here, we like each other. Like, I know some of y'all just don't like each
Literally.
Other. I know y'all sick as hell. Yeah,
same schedule every
last
day.
Questions? We'll close it out right here.
Follow the guy said, what's y'all favorite thing to do besides scrim?
Eat.
Okay, eat. That's all we can do.
Yeah, I mean. We just
eat
and
shower, wash your hands.
That's all you can. My daily routine, bro, I wake up, shower, we scrim, I go in my room. Usually, if I don't take a nap, then I'll be watching Netflix. And then after that, if I watch Netflix, then after that, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to wake up, I'm going to shower.
Another shower. Mm-hmm. Shower.
And then go in my room. And watch Netflix again, and then I wake up.
Literally a boring
schedule. And then
it's
the same thing every day.
We're getting paid, so I'm not complaining.
All right, guys. We're going to get out of here. Brett, again, appreciate it. Screddy, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for tuning in. Next week, I think we're going to have another special guest, which is Radiant. And then Jeff will be back with me on here on the 76ers Gaming Club podcast. Appreciate you guys coming through. So next Sunday, 9 Eastern. Make sure you guys tune in, and we'll be live. And we'll see you till next time, guys.
See you.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country.
So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.